Well, hello everyone. Welcome to session six of Ascending Masters Level 3. I am very happy to be here with everyone. Milena.
Happy to see you all.
Well, as you just talked about, this is a very special day. It's 7/7. And it is even more special because it has great significance to us as a group, as Ascending Masters, is setting the frequencies for us to receive at 8/8 in very specific ways. Milena, you want to add to that?
Sure. So, I mean, I think all of you know, the 7/7, which is today, in the 7/7 portal peaks today.
Uh-huh.
So Sirius began its morning ascent with our sun on 7/3. And this yearly alignment of the earth, our sun, and Sirius opens that Sirian gateway. Supposedly makes the veils thinner, although for us, the veils have been very thin with Sirius for a very long time. But with Sirius being our spiritual sun, it is infusing our sun with the highest frequency of light codes yet. So our sun then emits those codes to the earth and humanity. So it has been said that this year's alignment is about, amongst other things, liberation, freedom, and illumination. So all of these are powerful, and of course will be of great benefit to the earth and humanity, particularly at this time. So these incoming light codes and frequencies, as Joan just said, are of course leading us to the 888 Lionsgate portal, which we are being told will be unprecedented. And as we talked about on the community call also, these codes will be especially relevant to our AML community. So expect to receive some major downloads during this time. Of course, we will have another meeting before 888 on July the 28th. And this meeting on July 28th will prepare us even more for the 811 meeting. Okay, so last time we met, was on our community call. And there are just a couple of things I wanted to return to about that. One, I need to make one correction. When Jana brought up about the aquamarine crystal, I said it was the crystal of peace and tranquility, which in fact, it is the crystal of beauty and tranquility. So I just want to correct that for everyone. You know, for me, the frequency that it evokes when I lean into that crystal is one of peace and serenity. So we're going to come back before the end of this year and talk about the aquamarine crystal and all the other crystals as well. And so, but Jan, I want to thanks for you bringing that up in our community call, because you brought that aquamarine crystal back into our present time awareness. And also on that community call, we just talked a bit about not sending anything to the earth. And after the call, the council dropped in and made a couple of points, and they asked that be shared with you. We mentioned on the call to allow the earth to draw from our individual earth stars. And the council wanted you to be reminded that if, I think it was last year in level two, that we brought our eighth dimensional prime element into that earth star, you know, and that element has been emitting in that earth star since that time. So one of the many reasons we've been asked not to directly infuse the earth is that your vibration at this time is so much different than that of the earth and most of humanity. And by allowing the earth in her infinite wisdom, and the elementals for that matter, to draw from your prime element through your earth star is of tremendous service and value to the planet. I feel we all agree that the earth is undergoing great change in her ascension process. And she is elevating the vibrations of the earth when and where it would be most beneficial. You know, the earth, as we knew it 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, really no longer exists, because that frequency is just, it's just moved beyond that. And if we were to individually begin directing energetics to the earth, so which vibration of earth would you actually be directing it to? So that's part of the reasoning for that, you know, because for the most part, we do not have access to the same vibrational earth that the majority of humans are still engaged with. So the Council of the Elementals, Gaia herself, and all the powers that be that are involved in the ascension are in agreement that the greatest gift we can give at this time is to hold the vision of the ascending earth bathed in the element of love from our current state of being. That is what they wish you to know. And one more point before we move on. So when you ground yourself and you draw from your earth star, you know, keep in mind that you are drawing from that eighth dimensional prime element, and that and all the other multidimensional frequencies that are held here. So you're not just receiving those higher frequencies from above, but you're also receiving higher frequencies from your earth star as well. Just things that we may not often think about. Just one little side note. We spoke about Miriam, the Magdalene's name. And a couple days after the call, I read that in some of the second century Gnostic material that has been found, that her name was spelled, and I thought this was interesting, Mariham. Mariam. So just a little bit of a side note, which I found interesting. I hope you do too. And we will move right in to the first part of today's session. So I want to talk a little bit about our unified fields, which are now huge. So each time we raise and can consistently hold the increasing vibrations, our state of consciousness expands. And that in turn expands our unified fields. So most of us are really not thinking about our unified fields as we go about our day. I haven't developed that habit yet. So, and what this means is, for example, like when you go to the grocery store, Costco, Walmart, a restaurant, or even when you're driving down the highway, your unified field goes with you. You know, you don't leave it at home on a shelf. You know, wherever your body goes, it goes. So when you go into an environment where there are others, your field passes through them and they walk through your field, right? But because of your current vibration, there is not a lot that sticks at this point, but however, some residue does, and it will build up over a period of time. So kind of think of the windshield on your car if you were never to clean it. So it's important that we clear our entire field, but by means that are equal to the current frequencies that we now hold. So the council has says it's time to upgrade our clearing processes. So this following process has been created by the full council in concert with our personal guides and is being offered to each of us as we are stepping more fully into our unique Ascending Master experience. So in following the protocols that have been established in these higher realms, you are invited by the entire council of the non-physical beings of light to participate in this offering. You are encouraged to integrate it into your practices. So everyone take a deep breath and center. So let us gather in the realm where our magnificent light temple exists. We will meet at the top of the steps where all is currently enveloped in soft, spiraling mist. As we begin following the pathway, you will notice a new path has been created to your right. Taking the new pathway, the mist begins clear as you reach the end. So take a look around. You can see that much has been occurring in this realm over the past 2 years. An entire universal galactic cosmic complex is being created here. Included will be enormous libraries, universal learning centers, and all manner of healing complexes. The goal is that most of this phase will be completed before we end this year, and we will return at that time and be given more details. But today, we will focus on what is complete and is being presented to you in this gathering. So in front of you is an amazing crystalline light center. It sits in the center of a small island that is completely surrounded by aquamarine waters of liquid crystalline plasmic light. The center itself is comprised of four crystalline clearing chambers. Each chamber holds a unique quantum frequency of exceptional light that has been calibrated specifically for each of us individually. This is another of those incredibly magical creations. I have discovered that the shape of the center changes from one visit to another. Sometimes it's a pyramid shape, other times a diamond or a cylindrical shape. So however you perceive it is what it will be for you. So now let's cross the crystalline bridge to the wide doors of the center. Now take a moment and draw your unified field in close around you so that your entire field will fit inside the chamber. Now the chambers are not small. They may be 15, 20 feet wide, but your field is now miles wide. And because it is so large, draw in all that you can, and then wrap the remainder around you like you would your angel wings. So take a breath and set your intention. The doors of the first chamber slides open in front of you. Step inside, and they close behind you. Now that you're inside this first chamber, you can relax your field a bit. So this first chamber is a frequency chamber. Crystalline plasmic mists begin filling the chamber, spiraling around, up and down, and through your entire field. You may become aware of the movement and vibrations of the clearing frequencies increasing around you. And as the frequencies build, This chamber neutralizes any frequencies that are not supporting you and that are not equal to the range of frequencies you now operate within. So breathe, receive, and release. As the process finishes, the vibrations decrease and the chamber clears. In front of you, the wall slides open. So drawing your field back in close, step out and into the open doors of the next chamber. And as the doors close behind you, relax your field. This is a sound bath chamber. As it activates, a full octave of specific to you, high frequency, sacred, ancient sounds fills the space. You may hear tones and or feel the vibrations of these divine sound codes as they move throughout your entire unified field. The full multi-frequency octave of your unique prime sound codes begin to now permanently interweave with the ancient sound frequencies. And these ancient sound frequencies are very familiar to the higher aspects of you. These codes and sounds are beyond quantum level. And they emit from those highest aspects of you, of who you are as a divine being of light. Your personal sound codes have now been elevated into master sound codes. And they are neutralizing all discordant frequencies that are no longer resonant or aligned with your unique, individualized harmonic octaves. So allow yourself to be bathed in these sound codes. As this clearing completes, again, draw your field in. The wall in front of you slides open. Step out and into the open doors of the third chamber. Relax your field as the door closes behind you. This is a color bath chamber. A full spectrum of magnificent cosmic colors fills the entire chamber, moving around and throughout your entire field. The frequencies of these cosmic colors are neutralizing all that is not in resonance with your prime frequency range. Coming into the chamber now is the full multi-level luminous spectrum of your personal prime color codes. As they intertwine with the cosmic color codes, your personal primary color codes are forever transformed. This transformation is not only occurring throughout your unified field, but also at the highest aspects of you, as you now begin to truly reflect and radiate the image of Source that you are. Continue allowing yourself to be bathed in these transcendent frequencies. As the clearing in this chamber completes, once again, draw in your unified field. When the door opens in front of you, step out and then into the final chamber. Relax your field as the doors close behind you. This final chamber is a harmonization chamber, and it has been designed to bring all of these now transformed and elevated aspects of your divine signature codes, which include your frequency range, your prime sound octaves, and your prime color spectrum into a state of ultimate balance and harmonic resonance. Take another deep breath and remain quietly here for a moment while the codes and frequencies from each of these chambers are synchronized and harmonized. Now, this brief process, as you use it, will clear, refresh, and keep your unified field operating at its optimum. The council will continue to recalibrate the chambers to support you as your frequencies and state of being continually elevate and expand. And as this clearing process completes, please join me in expressing our deep gratitude to the council for this extraordinary gift. When the doors open, you will exit the clearing center through a different set of doors than those you used to enter. And as you step out, you may fully expand your unified field and flop it out. In front of you is another crystalline bridge leading you to a path that will take you to the light temple. But before we proceed, the council also wishes for you to know that when you return here, you may also immerse yourself or float in these sacred liquid waters surrounding the center and the island. This water of liquid light holds unique and magical qualities. Now follow the path to the light temple. Enter quietly and take your seat where the full council awaits to address us.
Greetings. We are the Council of 12, of which you are an integral part. You are the vehicles for the expression of this valuable pathway that is being presented to you at this time. Now that you have received the clearing process and upgrades to your unified field, we will proceed with the master energetic frequencies that are required. As you move forward to attain the full ascension process that we agreed upon when you volunteered for this enormous ascension mission of the Earth and humanity. In a previous teaching session, we transmitted to you energetically and conceptually the 11th strand of DNA that you previously thought was part of your DNA of your physical body and state of consciousness. And you also understood that it was not part of your physicality at all. You assumed this because it seemed to be the rational progression of more DNA activations. You now know that this strand is not a DNA strand of your physical makeup, but an immense, pure, creative strand of light that is part of your spirit. And we have been preparing you for a few weeks previously as you explored the more fuller aspect of you as a soul in a human form. This 11th strand brings a refinement of consciousness relating to your mastery as well as to your spirit. It is drawn from the quantum field brought through your soul star and through your master light packet. All of the remaining segments of your ascension activations while you are in a human body will follow this progression. Previously, you made assumptions from fallen states of consciousness when you were not able to find your awakened pathway. Assumptions were made from your mental emotional body that was fractured. You assumed that because there were seven earth chakras and they were united in the third triad, that there must be another seven chakras and more triads that you didn't know about. Then you made another rational assumption that there were another seven chakras above your head. And yes, there are seven more chakras, but they are drawn from the quantum field of creation, integrated into your unified field, where they are drawn into the physical body and used through your magnificent light body. You still have some difficulty fully comprehending the extensiveness of these energetics. You will not comprehend the completeness of these energetics until you have experienced the fullness of the fifth triad. So there is a correction that has to be made in the mental emotional body regarding the psyche of separation. Even though we have talked about separation and a fall in consciousness, it did not really make it true for you. This is the belief that has to be changed so that you can assume your role as a creator of light that just happens to have a body. You took a huge step when you realized that you were the soul that was held within your human form. Now, we would like to continue to communicate with you about the extensiveness of the 11th strand of creative light of your spirit that is always unified with the source of your being. When you activated the 11th strand of light of your spirit, you placed it in your 11th chakra where you could draw from the undifferentiated light of Prime Creator. Whether you realized it or not, that was a massive energetic activation. You have never really been able to access the fullness of that undifferentiated light of Source. You have drawn from it and differentiated small portions of it in ways that were productive for setting you on this ascension path. It is our duty to you now to start to make corrections in the assumptions that were created through fallen states of consciousness and taught to the masses of humanity. We now stimulate your consciousness to rise above the assumptions that were made. It is now time for you to receive and use creative light of Source and walk the ascension path of illumination. The 11th strand and the 11th chakra hold complete balance and harmony in the undifferentiated creative love, light, and unity consciousness of Prime Creator. You understand this to be the fifth element. It is the prime element of all Source creations. The basic activation is in play and will take the rest of this year to begin to manifest more fully. It opens the pathway for you now to bring forth the 12th creative light strand from the quantum realms of Source. Take a deep breath. You have just received not only a lot of information, but massive ascension energetics. The 12th strand of creative light encompasses the complete energetic of the consciousness of your similitude with Prime Creator. You have the same energetic creative abilities as the source of your being, for as long as you choose to stay in that unified state. Remember, Source also gave you free will to choose how you create. And you do realize errors that were made along the way as you created outside of that unified state. A complete activation of the 11th and 12th creative light strands of Prime Creator is so important. They will solidify within this group the soul-spirit merging at a multi-dimensional level. This complete merging at the quantum level could not manifest since the fall of consciousness, when you could no longer access the eighth dimensional light template. A great fracture occurred in your mental emotional body when you could no longer use the eighth dimensional light template. This hindered humans from actually knowing themselves in unity with the all that is. There was also a fracture between your soul and your spirit. You as a soul could no longer receive direct communication from the wisdom and perfection of your spirit. It is through the activation of the 11th and 12th strands of creative light that that unity is established. You could not experience the fullness of your mental emotional body, your everlasting presence within your source, or your similitude with Prime Creator. You are always present within the source energy. You possess the same energetic ability to create light as Prime Creator. We are so excited, not only for you, but with you, as you express this through your soul spirit as creators of light in the unity and similitude of your source. You are now capable of establishing unity within your mental emotional body. You are launching your unity with source of your being through the activated presence of the 11th and the 12th created light strands. You begin to recognize that you possess the same creative ability to create light as you were intended. Now, we will energetically and conceptually begin to activate the 12th creative strand of light of your spirit. Take a deep breath. Be conscious and aware. In the last 2 years of your time, you were prepared for this day. Many light upgrades in your chakra system and triadic system were made. And you took those upgrades in and made them usable by your soul. This has given you a state of consciousness that you had only dreamed of. You are able to hold rarefied frequencies of light that only enhance the new activations relating to your spirit and to your soul-spirit merge. Take a deep breath. Feel the all-encompassing light as it emanates from your spirit, filling your entire triadic system and your unified field. Your soul floods your awareness with your original memory codes of yourself as a creator of light. Your soul recognizes the massive creative light of the 11th and 12th strands of Source Creative Light that holds an immense light energy that is unlimited in its expression. The 12th strand of creative light continually informs you at a soul level that you are a creator of light. You are a creator that was created in the similitude of your source. You have the same energetic ability to create light. Take this in now. Comprehend this and hold it consciously within your soul memory codes. Your spirit begins to communicate with you through its merged state with your ascending soul. Your soul has reached an evolutionary state where it moves, it ascends, so that communication with spirit happens and never ceases. There is a knowing that begins to flood your consciousness and stream through your energetic human system. You now know without any doubt that you have never left the source of your being. You are completely united with your source because this is the intention that Prime Creator had when your spirit was created. Take this in and embrace it at every level of your being. You are aware of your soul spirit being fully unified in that complete similitude of your source. You are the full expression of creativeness as a creator of light. And you clearly know that is exactly who you are. You also know that you are a creator of form within form. Your spirit and now your soul expression comes into complete unity and similitude with your source as it was originally intended. Take a breath. Another breath. Be conscious and aware. Take in the fullness of your creative light. Breathe it in. Now, we ask you to say the words that Master Katumi asked you to say at the end of his I Am Light prayer. I am a creator of light. Repeat that after us. I am a creator of light. Created in the image and similitude of my source. I am a creator of form within form. Feel the difference in how you now experience these words. This experience will grow exponentially throughout the next days and weeks and months of this ascension process. Remember Master Katumi's words. It is in experiencing it that you will know it intimately. Remember this as this integration, this massive integration of these creative light begins to integrate within your soul and unified with your spirit. We will close this session. Continue to be filled with the creative light, knowing yourself as you awaken to the fullness of who you are. Thank you all for joining us today. It takes all of us to bring this forth into the reality. Blessings, everyone. Blessings.
Blessings, everyone.